And one of our trips from Salisbury, I remember so clearly, took us from Salisbury down towards Winchester and then along the south coast. And that was my first glimpse of the South Downs landscape. It was quite remarkable. Because I don't know about you, but you go to some places and you can be left cold by it. You think, well, I don't quite fancy this. But when I came to South Downs, I thought, my God, I like this place. There's something about this place I really like. And that's before I got to see the archaeology. You know, so that was just in a Land Rover, Mark Corney saying to me, oh, that's such and such a site there. That's a site you may have heard of called the Trundle. The Trundle up there? And so we just drove around and we went to have a look at a few sites. And I was really just, I felt immediately at home. It was really, really quite something. It doesn't happen too often, but when it does happen, it's just great.
It's not a dramatic landscape, is it? It's not mountainous, it's not wild. But I think it gets inside your soul, doesn't it? And as I say, friends from other parts of the country who come down, they can see why the South Downs is such a special landscape. It's that quintessential English landscape, isn't it? That just, you know, gets into you, really. Very difficult to pinpoint a particular word, but it can just get into your soul.
All throughout the period that we cover in the past, wood was really, really important. And we are convinced that woodlands were something to be farmed and managed. And we believe that people from a very early time have managed woodlands really, really successfully. Because woodland, it's another growing commodity. It's another growing item that you can use. And it is very, very useful. I mean, we use a lot of wood here. We use it for our buildings. Our houses have wood posts. Our houses have wattle and daub on the walls, most of them, and the wattle is the wood, it's woven hazel, so you'd need to coppice your hazel to ensure that you have thin enough and straight enough branches to be able to use for that. So that was happening at a very early stage, so people understood that if you cut your hazel down and managed it, you could control how that wood was regrowing back. You could make sure that it was the right sort of thickness, the right height, the right elasticity in the wood, so it's really, really important. And we don't just use it for building, we use it for all our fences. It would have been used for tools, it would have been used as handles, it would have been used as spears. You can make it into baskets, coracles. We make coracles here as a boat for fishing. So lots and lots of things were reliant on wood. It was really a main crop, if you like. It was a main commodity that people managed, apart from the fact that the woodland will support so much livestock as well. So that in itself was important. The wild boar like woodland as shelter. Your pigs, if you kept pigs, you would keep them in woodland because it would support, it would shelter them from hot weather, it would support them in cold weather, and they would forage for their food. So woodland, and that's apart from the wild life, deer and things that would also stay in the woods. So woodland was really, really important. We believe that really quite a long way back, people were managing their woodlands not just to support to give them hazel that was coppiced, but also to manage the larger pieces of wood. So I actually think that people were planning a long time in advance and pegging branches from trees down so that those branches would grow the right shape. So if you were looking to replace your plough, which was a fairly sturdy piece of wood, would be a branch, possibly oak, but you'd want it to grow in a particular way, you'd want it to grow the curved shape of a plough, well, you could peg that down, and over a period of years that would grow the right shape if you managed it. And we think that people were managing their woodland like that from a long, long time ago. So woodlands were particularly important.
The park has a boundary wall around it, and the main of the shoot, probably 80%, 90% of it is within the wall. So it's, yeah. So we never shoot from what we call game covers, artificial covers. We don't plant crops for the game. It's all traditionally driven out of woodland. So the woodland is managed. We have foresters on the estate. It's managed, obviously, the woodland is managed as a commercial venture. It needs to make money.